弟兄姐妹平安。
Yes, brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主，弟兄开始带我们唱的这首诗歌。
Thank the Lord, a brother led us to sing this hymn.
这首诗歌讲到我们在以后我们有这样一个非常荣耀的一个盼望。
It tells our glorious hope.
但这首诗歌有一句话一直在重复。
There's one sentence is repeatedly.
这里说到荣耀荣耀经充满以马内利
It says in glory glory dwells in Emmanuel's land
我想这也是我们一起每次聚集的一个盼望
This is the hope for our gathering
就像主的荣耀今天在我们聚集的时候就充满在我们的当中
The Lord's glory is among us today
好我想我们过去一段时间特别是今年以来在我们当中在我们周围也发生了很多的事情
In the past, especially this year, there's many things happen among us.
一些事情呢会让我们感到困惑或者彷徨。
And then many things led us to be confused.
就像我们就现在在全球所发生的这样一个病毒的疫情。
It is like coronavirus in the world.
我想这个事情影响到现在正在影响到我们很多在国内的家人。
It is affecting our families in China.
我们当中也有一些事情会让我们感到悲伤和难过。
And many things made us sad and sorrow.
就像最近我们有弟兄和姊妹的离世。
And then it's our brother and sister went to be with the Lord recently.
这些让我们感到困惑或者是彷徨的事情。
Those confusion.
或者是那些让我们感到悲伤的事情，会让我们常常能够来更多的能够来思想。
All things made us sad will make us to come here to think of things.
过去几周包括昨天我们有两个追思聚会。
Recently, include yesterday, we had two memorial services.
当我们来参加弟兄姐妹的追思聚会的时候，我们来追思我们的弟兄姐妹的时候。
When we attend a memorial service, when we remember our brother or sister,
我们也要来思想，我们当如何来纪念我们的弟兄跟姊妹。
We should think of how do we remember our brother or sister.
我们不是仅仅在参加追思聚会的时候来追思我们的弟兄和姊妹。
We're not only remember them at a memorial service.
几周前在我们堂城在晨更的时候，我们读到诗篇42篇当中的一节圣经。
A few weeks ago, when we had a Bible study, we read
morning devotion.
In the morning devotion, we read Psalm 42:2.
这个第四节42篇第四节当中有一句话，他说：“我从前与众人同住，用欢呼称赞的声音领他们到神的殿里，大家守节。我追想这些事，我的心极其伤悲。”
These things I remember as I poured out my soul.How I used to go to the house of God under the protection of the mighty hand with shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng.
当作诗的人在追念在追思一件事情。
The psalm writer here is he remembered one thing.
他所追想追思的一件事情就是与众人同住，用欢呼称赞的声音领他们到神的殿里，大家守节。
What he would like to remember is how they used to go to the house of God and under protection and the mighty one and the shouts of joy and the praise the Lord.
当我们来纪念暂时与我们分别的弟兄姐妹的时候，我们也当一同能够来追想我们的弟兄和姊妹从前与我们能够来一同同住，一同来追求，一同来赞美主的时候。
When we remember our brother or sister, it is when we remember how we pursue the Lord together with them.
昨天是我们 Pearl 姊妹的安息聚集。
Yesterday was Sister Pearl's memorial service.
我对我姊妹最多的认识是在堂城的晨更当中。
I know her more is in the morning devotion at Sugarland.
她在生病前，她每周都会来参加。
Before she was sick, she came to morning devotion every week.
同时呢，她也那时候她也打开她的家来 host 我们这样一个晨更。
And she used to open her house and host the morning devotion.
我记得我们姊妹最后一次与我们参加晨更是去年10月份。
I remember her last time with us, it was last October.
我还记得我们姊妹所坐的位置。
And then I still remember the chair that she sat.
这让我们看到一件非常宝贵的事情。
This has led me to see a very precious thing.
当我们今天仍然可以跟弟兄姐妹能够来一同来聚集，一同能够来擘饼纪念我们的主，一同能够来敬拜侍奉我们的主，这个是一件非常蒙纪念的事情。
This is very memorable. When we still have time, we're together with brother and sister. We're here for the community service and then to serve our Lord.
我们很得愿意这些事情，也是我们将来能够来被人，能够来被主，能够来纪念。
How I hope those things that we are doing it will be memorable for other people.
同时，当这许多事情来发生的时候，这许多事情临到我们的时候，很多的事情我们不是很明白的事情发生在我们当中的时候。
And then when we don't understand why things happen among us.
我们很多的时候常常会来问为什么。
Many times we will ask why.
但我们一个要更重要的问题就是要到神面前来求问。
The more important thing is we need come before the Lord and ask Him.
我们需要来向神来求他赐力量给我们，能够来帮助我们。
We need to ask the Lord give us strength and help us.
在这样一个混乱，在这样一个动荡的时候，在一个很多让人心不安的时候
，In this chaotic era.
我们怎么样子能够来从神那里得到力量，让我们能够来得，能够来刚强
？How do we strengthen from the Lord?
那么我们怎么样子能够从神那里得到这样一个力量呢？
How do we receive strength from the Lord?
我们从神那里得力量这个秘诀到底在哪里
？What's the secret to be strengthened?
这个就是我今天愿意跟大家一同分享的负担。
This is my burden today.
愿意让我们都能够来从神的话语当中，能一同来学习，能够从神那里能够来得到力量，来成为我们应时的帮助。
Let us learn together and to be strengthened from the words of the Lord.
下面我们要一起来读几处的圣经。
Let's read some scriptures.
好，第一处我们要来读《历代志下》十六章第九节。
First of all, Second Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 9.
历代志下十六章第九节。
Second Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 9.
这里说到，耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能，帮助向他心存诚实的人。
For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him.
另外一个我比较喜欢的翻译，这里就是说到要显大能，帮助向他心存完全的人。
And I like the other version. It says He will strengthen those who has the completely heart for Him.
就是向神有一颗完全心的人。
And then they have a wholehearted heart for the Lord.
所以这一节就说到耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能，帮助向他心存完全的人。
The eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth and to strengthen those whose heart is truly to Him, completely to Him.
接下来我们要翻到列王记上。
Then Second King.
列王记上。十七章
Second King chapter 17
First King chapter 17我们一开始要读列王记上十七章一到六节
Verse 1 to 6。
基列寄居的提斯比人以利亚对亚哈说，我指着所侍奉永生耶和华以色列的神起誓，这几年我若不祷告，必不降露，必不下雨。耶和华的话临到以利亚说，你离开这地往东去，藏在约旦河东边的基利西旁，你要喝那溪里的水，我已吩咐乌鸦在那里供养你。于是以利亚照着耶和华的话去住在约旦河东的基利西旁，乌鸦早晚给他叼饼和肉来，他也喝那溪里的水。
Now Elijah the Tishbite of the Tishbite in Gilead said to Ahab,As the Lord and God of Israel lives before whom I stand, there shall be neither dew nor rain these days except by the word. Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah, Leave here, turn eastward and hide in the Kerith ravine, east of Jordan, You will drink from the brook, and I have directed the ravens to supply you with food there. So he did what the Lord had told him. He went to the Kerith ravine east of the Jordan and stayed there. The ravens brought him bread and meat in the morning and bread and meat in the evening. And he drank from the brook.
接下来第七节到第十一节。
Then verse 7 to 11.
过了些日子，溪水就干了，因为雨没有下在地上。耶和华的话临到他说，你起身往西顿的撒拉法去，住在那里，我已吩咐那里的一个寡妇供养你。以利亚就起身往撒拉法去，到了城门，见有一个寡妇在那里捡柴。以利亚呼叫他说，求你用器皿取点水来给我喝。他去取水的时候，以利亚又呼叫他说，也求你拿点饼来给我。
Sometime later, the brook dried up and became has been no rain in the land. Then the word of the Lord came to him, go to once at Zarephath in the region of Sidon and stay there. I have directed a widow there to supply you with food. So he went to Zarephath. When he came to the town gate, a widow was there gathering sticks. He called to her and asked, would you bring me a little water in the jar so I may have a drink? As she was going to get it, he called, and bring me, please, a piece of bread.
接下来十八章二十节到二十一节。
Then chapter 18, verse 20 to 21.
亚哈就差遣人召聚以色列众人和先知，都上加密山。以利亚前来对众民说，你们心慈二意要到几时呢？若耶和华是神，就当顺从耶和华，若巴利是神，就当顺从巴利。众民一言不答。
So Ahab went word throughout all Israel and assembled the prophets on Mount Carmel. Elijah went before the people and said, how long will you waver between the two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. If Baal is God, follow him.But the people said nothing.
三十节。
Verse 30.
以利亚对众民说，你们到我这里来，众民就到他那里，他便重修已经毁坏耶和华的坛。
Then Elijah said to all the people, come here to me. They came to him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord, which had been torn down.
三十八、三十九节。
Verse 38 and 39.
于是耶和华降下火来，烧尽燔祭、木材、石头、尘土，又烧干沟里的水。众民看见了，就俯伏在地说：“耶和华是神，耶和华是神。”
Then the fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice, the wood, the stones, and the soil, and also licked up the water in the trench. When all the people saw this, they fell prostrate and then cried, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God."
接下来十九章
Chapter 19
十九章三到五节
Verse 3 to 5。
以利亚见这光景，就起来逃命，到了犹大的别示巴，将仆人留在那里，自己往旷野走了一日的路程，来到一棵罗藤树下，就坐在那里求死，说，耶和华罢了，求你取我的性命，因为我不胜于我的列祖。他就躺在罗藤树下睡着了。有一个天使拍他说，起来吃吧。
Elijah was afraid and ran for his life. When he came to Beersheba in Judah, he left his servant there while he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness. He came to a broom bush, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. I have had enough, Lord, he said. Take my life. I am no better than my ancestors.Then he lay down under the bush and fell asleep. And at once an angel touched him and said, get up and eat.
第八节第九节
Verse 8 and 9.
他就起来吃了喝了，仗着这饮食的力，走了四十昼夜，到了神的山，就是何烈山。他在那里进了一个洞，就住在洞里。耶和华的话临到他说，以利亚，你在这里做什么？
So he got up and ate and drank, strengthened by the food.He traveled 40 days and 40 nights until he reached Horeb and the mountain of God. There he went into a cave and slept the night. And the word of the Lord came to him, where are you doing here, Elijah?
最后是十三节。
Lastly, verse 13.
以利亚听见，就用外衣蒙上脸，出来站在洞口，有声音向他说，以利亚，你在这里做什么？
When Elijah heard it, he put up his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mountain of the cave. Then a voice said to him, What are you doing here, Elijah?
我们低头有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们也感谢你，主啊，让我们能够有这样一段时间，能够一起聚在你的面前，一起来读读你的话语。
Lord, we thank you. You gave us this time to come, get together, and then to read your words.
我们实在是承认我们人的有限，我们人的软弱。
We admit we are weak and we are limited.
所以我们需要你自己亲自来，今天能够来帮助我们。
So we hope that you come here to help us today.
所以我们诚心的，我们求你能够来帮助，来做说的、翻译的，跟我们众人听的，都在你的面前。
And then we placed the speaker, the translator, all the listener in your hands.
我们实在是求你的圣灵能够来运行在我们的当中。
May the Holy Spirit move among us.
让我们都能够来同感一灵。
And then we are all under the one spirit.
我们感谢你能够来祝福我们下面的时间。
We thank you and bless this following time.
奉主的名祷告。
We pray in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
我们开始所念的列代志下十六章第九节说到，耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能，帮助向他心存完全的人。
The second Chronicle, chapter 16:9 says, For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him.
这里说到耶和华的眼目一直在查看地上的人，他的子民。
And here says, the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to his people.
他每天他每时都在地上来来回回的人过来寻找向他心存完全的人。
And then every day and every moment, and he is looking for people who has a heart for him completely.
神的应许说，每当他找到这样一个存着完向他存着完全心的人，他就显大能，能够来帮助他。
And the Lord has promised if he found one who has the whole heart for him, he will strengthen them with his mighty power.
我们常常会到神面前来问啊，主在这件事情在那件事情上面是不是可以来帮助我
？We often ask the Lord, "Can the Lord help me in this matter or the other matter?"
或者有的时候我们明白了神的旨意，但是呢，当我们来成就神的旨意的时候呢，我们是不是我们要有的时候来求问主是不是在这件事情能够用他的大能来帮助我？
And sometimes we understand the will of God, but when we in the reality, do we ask and can God use His mighty power to help us?
就像当初约书亚带领以色列的百姓要在攻打耶利哥前面的时候
，and then like Joshua, he was guided the Israelites to attack Jericho.
我们知道叫以色列人攻取耶利哥，这个是神的一个旨意。
You know, that's the will of God for Israelites to take Jericho.
所以约书亚这个时候就看到一个手里拿刀的人。
And then so Joshua see one with sword.
约书亚就问你是来帮助我们的呢，还是来帮助我们敌人
？Joshua asking, Are you for us or for our enemy?
很稀奇，这个人并没有直接回答约书亚的问题。
Amazingly, this person didn't directly answer his question.
他是回答说：“不是的，我来是做耶和华军队的元帅。”
He said, "None." I come here to be the commander of the host of the Lord.
其实他是在问约书亚一个问题。
He actually asking Joshua a question.
你是不是在耶和华的军队当中
？Are you one of the soldiers in the army of the Lord?
如果我们是在耶和华的军队的当中，那么他就一定会来帮助我们，因为他就是这个军队的元帅。
If we are a soldier.In the army of the Lord of the hosts, and he will help us because he's the commander.
神要显大能帮助向他心存完全的。
And God will manifest himself and strengthen those who has the whole heart for him.
如果我们向着神有一个完全的心，他就要显出他的大能来帮助我们。
If we have a complete heart for the Lord, then he will show his strength for us.
那么什么是向着神心存完全的呢
？And what is those who has the whole heart for the Lord.
在神的眼中，什么叫做有一颗完全的心呢
？And then, what is called complete heart in the eyes of the Lord?
完全的心并不是在神面前完完全全无可指责。
It is not your blameless in the eyes of the Lord.
因为在圣经所有的圣经里面，很真真实实的记载了，在地上除了主耶稣之外，没有一个人在神面前是完全的。
Because the Bible tells us no one is complete in the eyes of the Lord except the Lord Jesus.
甚至这些人在人的面前都称不上完全。
Even those people before, they are not even complete before people.
所以我们就要来思想，什么是在神眼中是一个心存完全的人。
Let us think of what is a person who has the whole heart for the Lord.
下面我们要一同来看神在全地要寻找心存完全人的四个方面。
And then we will see the four aspects that Lord is seeking those who has the complete heart for Him.
心存完全的人，他是有一颗专心仰赖的心。
And then those people who has a full heart for the Lord, and he is his full heart look upon the Lord.
心存完全的人有一颗存心降卑的心。
He has a humble heart.
第三，心存完全的人有一颗一心一意的心。
He has a single heart, pure heart.
第四，心存完全的人也有一颗诚实真实的心。
He has a trustworthy heart.
今天当神在地上在我们当中他每寻到一个向他心存完全的人他就要显大能来帮助他
Whenever the Lord found one who has the complete heart for him he will show himself and strengthen him
下面我们就要从旧约当中我们说开始所念的一个人的 经历当中 来看
And then let us to take an example forfora person's experience to talk about this.
来看神是如何在地上来查看来帮助他的百姓在四维黑暗的光景当中在这弯曲悖谬的世代当中仍然能够像明光照耀一样。
That is to see how the Lord is searching and find one who has a whole heart for him and become the light of him in this dark era.
我们一同要来看的这个人的经历这个人叫以利亚。
This person is Elijah.
他是旧约当中的一个人物。
He is a character in Old Testament.
以利亚在他那个时代是一个先知。
He was a prophet at his time.
同时，他也是一个非常有能力的人。
And he has power.
我们记得当主和门徒在地上的时候，有一次他们到了一个村庄，那个村庄的人不接待主。
We know when the Lord was on the earth and they went to a village, this village rejected the Lord.
主的门徒就很生气，他们就来对主说，他说主啊，你要我们吩咐火从天上降下来烧灭他们，就像以利亚所做的那样吗？
And the disciples were angry. They tell the Lord, Lord, do you want us to do things and like Elijah did and then ask the fire and come down and burn the village?
所以在人的眼中，以利亚是一个非常有能力的人。
In the eyes of people, Elijah has power.
他与人来征战，他只要凭着吩咐。
When he battled with others, he only used his word.
他不用像约书亚、大卫他们那样，还要自己出去征战。
He doesn't have to like Joshua and David. He has to go in person himself.
以利亚所生活的一个时代是在属灵上是一个非常荒凉的时代。
The time that he lived, it is a desolated time.
他所处在的以色列国当时是亚哈王在统治。
The time was the king Ahab.
亚哈王，圣经对他的评价是说，他行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，又娶了西顿王耶巴利的女儿耶洗别为妻，去侍奉敬拜巴利，在撒玛利亚建造巴利的庙。在庙里为巴利筑坛。
The Bible tells about Ahab. He did all evil things in the eyes of the Lord than any of those before. He married Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, and then he set up an altar for Baal and worshiped Baal.
所以神说他所行的事惹耶和华以色列神的怒气，比他以前的以色列诸王更甚。
And what Ahab did, and then he did more to arouse the anger of the Lord, than all kings of Israel before him.
所以当时这个以色列国，它是落在一个完全的背离神、充满假神的这样一个黑暗光景当中。
The kingdom of Israel at that time was full in darkness and is full of false idols.
这也是我们今天所处的这样一个世代的光景。
That is the condition of this era.
如果我们看一下的话，全地都是背离神，充满了假神跟各种各样的偶像。
If we look around, we know in the whole world it's full of idols and false gods.
但是我们要感谢神一件事情。
But we praise the Lord for one thing.
神在这种光景当中，他有一个反应。
And then God has a reaction at this condition.
他在这种光景当中一定是有反应。
In this circumstance, God must react.
当时以利亚就是神这个反应的一个器皿。
And then Elijah is the vessel of the reaction of the Lord.
以利亚就是神在这个弯曲悖谬时代的一个见证人。
Elijah is the testimony in that corrupted and crooked generation.
以利亚这个名字的意思就是耶和华是神。
The meaning of Elijah is Jehovah is God.
他的名字就是他的见证。
His name is the testimony of the Lord.
当神的百姓站在那里拜偶像，以别神来代替耶和华的时候，
When God's people worship idol,
以利亚的见证就是唯独耶和华是神。
The testimony from Elijah is Jehovah is only true God.
我们每一个蒙恩得救的人都曾经做过这样的宣告和见证。
And then each one of us, when we received, we have the declaration.
当我们受浸的时候，我们都诚诚实实的起来，来见证，来宣告基督是主。
When we baptized, when we get out of the water, we declare and to the whole world that we testify the Lord, Jesus Christ is the Lord.
我们都已经见证，我们都在那个时候见证宣告过，我要为主而活。
We testify and declare as an I will live for the Lord.
但是可能没有多久，我们这个见证就慢慢的变得不这么明亮。
Short after, our testimony become dim.
甚至我们这个见证甚至就没有。
And then even we have no testimony.
可能我们都忘记了我们曾经做过这样的宣告和见证。
Maybe we'll forget what we have declared.
但神不会忘记。
But the Lord will never forget.
神会记得我们曾经在他面前所做过的这个见证和宣告。
The Lord remembers what we declare and what we testify for him.
神要我们每一个有他生命的人都能够有能力来维持这个见证。
And the Lord hopes that all of us who has His life, we will keep the testimony.
就像以利亚在当时那个世代的时候，他来见证，唯独耶和华是神。
Like Elijah at his time, he testified only Jehovah alone is the true God.
圣经中提到以利亚是与我们有一样性情的人。
And the Bible tells us that Elijah is like human like us.
所以我们要感谢我们的主，当时神在以利亚和当时百姓身上的工作，今天他也一样可以做成在我们的身上。
We have to thank Elijah. What the Lord did on Elijah today, he will do the same thing on us.
下面我们就要从神怎么样子带领以利亚在四个地方四段不同的经历，来帮助我们学习如何成为一个在神眼中心存完全的人。
Let us look at in this four stage at four different places and how the Lord led Elijah and led us to become a person who has the whole heart for the Lord.
所以我们就能够来从神那里能够得到他的帮助，来为神能够来做见证，并能持守这个见证。
So we will be helped and strengthened for the Lord, and we will keep and testify for our Lord.
第一个方面，我们要来看心存完全的人要有一个专心仰赖神的心。
First of all, for those who has the complete heart for the Lord, it needs to be a trustworthy heart for the Lord.
以利亚在圣经当中第一次出现的时候，他是来对以色列那个亚哈王来说。
And then when the first time Elijah appeared in the Bible, and he said something to King Ahab.
他说：“我指着所侍奉永生耶和华以色列的神起誓，这几年我若不祷告，就必不降露，必不下雨。”
And he said.As the Lord God of Israel lives, before whom I stand, there shall be neither dew or rain these years.
所以以利亚就在那里对亚哈王来见证，来宣告说，耶和华是活神，是我所侍奉的神。
Elijah testified before King Ahab that the Lord is the living God.
所以当以利亚对亚哈王做完这个宣告之后，耶和华的话就临到了以利亚。
After, Elijah tell Ahab the word of the Lord came to him.
耶和华就对以利亚说：“你离开这里往东去，藏在约旦河东边的基利西旁，你要喝那里溪里的水。我已经吩咐乌鸦在那里供养你。”
The Lord told him, "Leave here, turn eastward, and hide in the Kerith Ravine.East of the Jordan, you will drink from the brook, and I will have direct the ravens to supply with food there.
当以利亚在亚哈王面前做完了这个勇敢的见证之后，神就叫他去基利西。
And after Ahab told Elijah told testified before Ahab, and the Lord told him go to Kerith Ravine.
这是神带领以利亚的第一步。
That's the first step the Lord guided Elijah.
神好像马上立刻就把以利亚给隐藏起来。
And it's kind of the Lord hide Elijah.
这个就是我们从神那里得能力、得力量的一个秘诀。
That's a secret when we receive strength and help from the Lord.
就是我们要有一个隐藏的一个生活。
We need to have a hidden life.
所以诗篇说到，住在至高者的隐秘处，必住在全能者的荫下。
So that's why the Psalm says, "Whom dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty."
在至高处的隐秘处，这个就是得能力的一个泉源。
It is the secret, the source of the strength. It is we rest in the shadow of the Almighty.
我们可能时常以为至高者的隐秘处就像一个世外桃源一样。
We probably think it is out of some places out of the world.
我们会觉得在那里是一个鸟语花香、天色长蓝、生活安逸的地方。
We think that is with green pastures, birds, and the meadows, and blue skies.
但我们看到神带以利亚去的这个隐秘处，跟我们想象的是完全不一样。
But this hiding place that the Lord guided to Elijah is not a place that in than our imagination.
以利亚在那里生活，他只能喝溪流里面的水。
And then when Elijah lived there, he can only drink from the brook.
这可能从画面上看起来可能还不错。
Probably you can imagine it looks, you imagine it's beautiful.
但他所吃的是乌鸦所带来给他的。
But what he ate is from what the ravens brought to him.
以利亚一定知道乌鸦其实是一个不洁净的鸟。
Elijah know ravens are unclean.
我想我们当中没有人愿意吃乌鸦能叼给我们的任何的东西。
I don't think any of you would like to eat something that ravens bring to you.
其实乌鸦不仅是不洁净的。
Not only ravens are not clean.
其实乌鸦也是非常不忠心的。
And the ravens are not faithful.
当初挪亚在方舟里的时候，他放出去一只乌鸦。
When Noah in the ark and he let go a raven.
所以我们就知道乌鸦呢飞来飞去以后呢，它就不回来。
You know the ravens didn't return.
所以以利亚会不会忧虑？今天呢乌鸦到底会不会来？
Is Elijah worried? Is the raven will come back to me?
乌鸦来的话，他会不会带着食物来
？If he comes back, can he bring some food for me?
他到底会带什么食物来
？And what kind of food he'll bring to me?
但我们能够来看到，以利亚呢，就是照着耶和华的话，他就是住在约旦河东的基利西旁。
And then, but Elijah, he just take the commandment of the Lord, and he lived in the Kerith Ravine at the east of the Jordan.
所以乌鸦呢，就早晚给他呢叼来饼和肉吃。
And the ravens brought him meat and bread, morning and evening.
所以我们这里看到以利亚只是在那里简简单单的顺服神。
And what Elijah did, it is simply obey the Lord.
他就顺服神给他安排的这些环境。
And he obeyed the circumstances that the Lord have arranged to him.
在环境上来看，以利亚好像是从乌鸦那里得到供应。
And under the circumstances, and he can only receive provision from the ravens.
但他心里完全清楚，那个供应他的不是乌鸦。
But he knew whoever provided him is not the ravens.
乌鸦不是他供应的主人。
And then ravens is not the one who provide him.
供应他的是神。
Who provided him is the Lord.
神是他的主人。
God is his master.
神今天也同样把我们放在这个世界里。
And then God, at the same time, and I mean same way, and put us in this world.
但我们要看到，不是这个世界在供应我们。
We need to know this is not the world is provide us.
如果觉得我的工作或者我的工作的单位是在供应我的话
，If you think it's your work, your company is provide you food.
我们就像把我们的眼睛、我们的信心放在乌鸦的身上。
It's like we are focused our eyes, fix our eyes on the ravens.
我们就是指望这个乌鸦，它是信实的。
You hope this those ravens are faithful.
所以乌鸦到底带不来东西来，它早一点或者晚一点都会成为我们里面的忧愁。
We will worry And if the ravens will bring us food late, or is there any food for us?
当我们的盼望放在这个世界上，放在这个世界的君王的身上的时候，
when our hope is on this world and the king of the world,
我们就是指望这个乌鸦是圣洁的，是公义的。
You hope the ravens are holy and injustice.
所以这个世界上当发生一件事情的时候，就在我们里面能够成为我们的搅扰，让我们能够来彷徨。
So when things happen in the world, it will stir up our heart and we will wonder.
最近几周，如果我们的眼睛是放在这个疫情的这个变化上面的时候，
Recently, if you focus on things on the coronavirus,
如果我们的心里的平安是跟这些数字是有关系的话，
if your peace is based on those numbers,
我们就不会有平安，
there will be no peace.
甚至在我们四周还没有任何病例的时候，
even there is no case among us,
但我们的心中也会充满了这样恐惧和不安。
And we are full of fear and unpeaceful.
但当我们看到带给我们平安的不是乌鸦。
But we need to know it is not the raven bring us.
供应我们的不是乌鸦，不是这个世界，不是这个世界的王。
It is not the ravens, it's not the world, and the king of the world to provide us.
给我们平安的，供应我们的是爱我们的神。
The peace and our provision are from our loving God.
当我们看到供应我们、保护我们的是那信实的神的时候，
when we see it is the faithful God who has provided us and who has protected us,
我们的心里面就有这样一个安息，就有这样一个平安。
We can rest and we can find peace.
但神在以利亚身上的工作没有停在那个地方。
And God didn't stop over there on the work of Elijah.
之后圣经说到过了些日子溪水就干了。
And then the Bible tells us short after the brook dried up.
我们不知道以利亚在那个基利西旁他到底待了多久。
We don't know how long Elijah stayed there.
他每天坐在溪水旁看到那个溪水一天一天的减少就要枯干的时候，他心中是怎么想的呢？
He sat by the Kerith ravine, and then the seeds gradually the water dried up. What was he thinking?
他是不是会想神是不是忘记我？
Is he think that is God forget about me?
他是不是会想这是不是一个 sign 叫我可能要换个地方？
Is he think this is a sign to let me to go to another place?
我想我们每个人都有坐在溪水旁的这样一个经历。
We had such experience. You just sit down next to the Kerith ravine.
我们也会看到我们周围的这样一个溪水一天天的减少，好像甚至要枯干了。
And you see the water is dried up, and even it's totally dried.
我们会来问为什么神要使那溪水来枯干呢？
Do we ask why the Lord and dried up?The water.
因为神要在我们心里来做一件事情。
Because God will do one thing in our hearts.
他在地上要来查看我们。
And He will search our hearts.
看我们的心到底是关注神的供应，还是关注神的自己。
He will look upon our hearts focused on things that He provided or God Himself.
神让我们来学习一个单单倚靠主的生活。
And then the Lord will let us to learn to just simply rely on the Lord.
神让我们能够来单单的学习，能够来专心仰赖他。
The Lord will let us to learn we can only rely on Him.
让我们的眼睛不看乌鸦。
Let our eyes not fix on ravens.
让我们的眼目也从溪水当中出来。
And then let our eyes remove from the water.
当我们在神面前有一个专心仰赖的心的时候，他就要来帮助我们。耶和华显大能，帮助向他心存仰赖的人。
When we have a trustworthy heart, and the Lord will strengthen us, and then He will find us has a heart fully committed to Him.
第二点。
Secondly,
心存完全的人要有一个存心降卑的心。
A person who has a complete heart for the Lord, it will have a humble heart.
我不知道大家想过没有，以利亚为什么会离开基利西去到撒拉法呢？
I don't know if you ever think of why Elijah have to leave Kerith ravine and went to Zarephath.
我们理所当然的可能就以为，因为基利西的水干了嘛。
We probably think because the water in the Kerith ravine was dried up.
好像我们周围的环境已经完全向我显明了。
It's kind of the circumstance has showed me.
那个时候是要叫以利亚动一动了。
And then Elijah needs to move.
当我们仔细来读圣经的时候，就会发现一件事。
But when we read the Bible, we will discover one thing.
就会发现这个溪水枯干和以利亚去撒拉法没有关系。
And then, the water dried has nothing related to Elijah went to Zarephath.
水干了，难道神不能叫乌鸦来供应他水吗？
And then when the water is dried, can God let the ravens provide him water?
我们实在不知道以利亚在水枯干了之后还在基利西待了多久。
We don't know how long Elijah stayed when after the water dried.
以利亚去撒拉法是因为是神吩咐他去的。
He went to Zarephath because God has told him.
他是神的话的吩咐。
And it is God told him.
不是环境来吩咐我，而是神来吩咐我。
It is not a circumstance tells me what to do. It is the Lord tells me what.
也许我们会想，我们有很多的环境，但是呢，好像我们没有任何神的话。
It is we think that we have many circumstances move us, but we have no word from the Lord.
有的时候我们会想，神是不是呢，就用环境来对我说话
？And then sometimes we wonder, is this the Lord tells me using the circumstances?
我们要知道，神是说话的神。
We know our God speaks.
神的话能临到以利亚，是因为以利亚顺服了神以前所说的每一次话。
The word of the Lord come to Elijah because before Elijah has obeyed the word of the Lord.
如果我们对神的话没有顺服的话
，If we don't obey the word of the Lord.
神对我们的话就会渐渐的稀少，甚至呢就没有了神的声音。
He will seldomly speak to us, even no words speak to us.
神吩咐以利亚去撒拉法，是要让他学习存心降卑。
The Lord asked Elijah to go to Zarephath because he wanted Elijah to be humble.
神对以利亚这个吩咐是叫撒拉法的一个寡妇来供养他。
And then because the Lord will ask the widow in Zarephath to provide him.
而且还是一个穷寡妇。
And it is a poor widow.
并且这个穷到一个地步，她和她的儿子在饿死的边缘上。
And then they were so poor to the point, and then she and her son will be starved to death.
神把以利亚放在这个非常特别的地方，就是要在以利亚身上做一个存心降卑的一个工作。
The Lord put Elijah in such circumstances, and he wanted Elijah to learn to be humbled.
神有的时候也把我们放在一些让我们非常不舒服也不情愿的环境当中。
God sometimes put us in the situation that we don't feel comfortable and we are not willing to stay there.
是为了要显明我们的里面，是为了让我们里面更多的被倒空。
And then it is he wants to review who we are and we can empty ourselves.
倒空其实不是一件舒服的过程。
It is not comfortable to be emptied.
因为那些要被倒出来的东西都是我们所喜欢的。
Because those things we have to get rid of is the things that we really treasure.
是我们花了很多的功夫跟时间来把它给收藏起来。
We gather by our time and our efforts.
而我们那些不喜欢的东西是不需要神来帮忙的，我们自己早就把它给倒空了。
The things that you don't like, you don't need God's help. You will get rid of it on your own.
同时，对我们天然的人来说，谦卑在那些大人物的面前呢，可能比较容易一点。
By our nature, we can be humble before the important people.
但在我们小人物面前呢，就不是那么的容易。
Before common people, that's not easy.
我可以非常欣然地接受啊，负责弟兄的意见和帮助。
I can accept responsible brothers' help and advice.
但当一位刚蒙的弟兄来向我提意见的时候呢，我可能就不是特别乐意了。
But if just a brother try to hear to remind me, I probably is not willing to take it.
当我们在一同来搭配服侍的时候
，When we work together,
当带领的弟兄来指正我呢，我可以接受。
When the responsible brother point out my weaknesses, I will accept.
但一位才进入到服侍的弟兄，他如果来提醒我的时候呢，我就不是那么容易欣然可以接受。
If a brother who just entered his services, when he remind me, it's not easy for me to accept.
可能在生活当中，我们最不能谦卑下来的是我们在我们配偶面前。
The most difficult time for us to be humbled is before our spouse.
我不知道你们啊，我经常可能在家里会说的一句话。
I don't know about you, but for me, I often say this at my household.
我有的时候就跟我的姊妹说，你做得好，是你来做。
And then I often say to my wife, you can do it good, so you do it.
但我们要感谢我们的神。
But I praise our Lord.
神把我们放在这些为我们所特别制作的环境的当中。
The Lord put us, has his tailor-made circumstance for us.
包括我们的配偶、我们的孩子、我们的上司、我们的同事，甚至我们一起来搭配服侍的弟兄姐妹当中。
Include our spouse, our children, our colleagues, and our brothers and sisters who are, work together.
都是神用来帮助我们，来倒空我们的自己。
Those are the people the Lord help us to empty ourselves.
来学习完全的降卑。
And then to learn to be humbled.
如果我们是一个骄傲的人，神不但会向我们来隐藏，得不到神的帮助。
If we are a prideful person, the Lord, will hide himself to us, and we will not receive help from him.
反而神要来阻挡我们。
The God will oppose us.
我想我们当中没有任何一个人要神来阻挡我们。
We don't want God God opposes us.
所以我们一定要来学习谦卑的功夫。
So we have to learn to be humbled.
所以这里以利亚把自己放在卑微的地位上面。
So, in these circumstances, Elijah put him in a low position.
他来求这个快要死的穷寡妇来给他水喝。
He asked this, poor widow who is going to die, to give him water.
他来求这个快要饿死的穷寡妇来给他饼吃。
He asked this poor widow who's dying to give him bread.
但当我们在神面前是一个愿意存心降卑的时候，神就要赐恩给我们。
When we humble before the Lord will have grace for us.
就是因为以利亚他存心降卑，神就来显大能来帮助他。
It is because Elijah has humbled himself, the Lord, revealed his power and then helped him.
神就刻意借着以利亚，使坛内的面不减少，使瓶里的油不短缺。
The Lord, through Elijah, the Lord make the jar, the oil in the jar, and then the bread, the flour will last forever.
神也可以借着以利亚使寡妇的儿子重新活过来。
And through Elijah, Lord resurrected the widow's son.
所以最后那个穷寡妇就对以利亚说。
Then at the end, the widow said to Elijah.
现在我知道你是神人。
Now I know you are the man of God.
神人就是在人眼中是一个属神的人。
A man of God is this is godly man. In eyes of people. That is a testimony that Elijah for the Lord.
Elijah 成为了神在世人面前的见证。
Elijah become the testimony before before the world.
因为他向神存着一个存心降卑的心，耶和华就显大能来帮助他。
Because he has this humble heart before the Lord, so the Lord have and strengthened him and helped him.
第三，心存完全的人要有一颗一心一意的心，向着神是端全，这是单纯的，而不是三心二意。
And then, thirdly, a person who has a whole, complete heart for the Lord is has a pure heart.
以利亚在基利西跟撒拉法大概有三年的时间。
Elijah stayed 3.5 years, in Kerith Ravine and Zarephath.
之后，耶和华的话又临到以利亚。
Then the word of the Lord came to Elijah again.
叫他去见亚哈王。
And then to ask him to go to see Ahab.
圣经记载说，亚哈就差遣人召聚以色列众人和先知，都上了加密山。
And the Bible tells us Ahab sent people and all his prophets go to the mountain Carmel.
以利亚就前来对众民说，你们心慈二意要到几时呢？若耶和华是神，就当顺从耶和华；若巴利是神，就当顺从巴利。众民一言不答。
And then, Elijah told him, what do you have the second opinion? How long you have a second opinion? If the Lord is God, follow him. If Baal is God, follow him.
众民一言不答，这个就是当时以色列人的光景。
The people said nothing. That's the condition of the Israelites at that time.
他们可能忘记了，或者是不愿意记起一件事情。
They probably forget and then they don't want to remember one thing.
当他们的先祖刚进入迦南地的时候。
When their ancestors entered Canaan.
他们都大声说，我们断不敢离开耶和华去侍奉别神。
And then they have declared,We will not depart from Jehovah and serve other gods.
我们定要侍奉耶和华。
We must serve Jehovah.
现在他们面对同样的问题。
Now they have this, the same problem.
他们的反应竟然是一言不答。
And then their reaction is they said nothing.
因为他们心里知道应该是要来侍奉神的。
Because in their heart, they knew they should serve the Lord.
但又舍不得很多世界上的好处跟诱惑。
But they don't want not to get rid of the temptations from the world and the benefits from the world.
所以我们要来省察我们的心。
We have to examine our hearts.
神也在省察我们的心。
God examines our hearts.
看我们是对着他是不是心怀二意。
And then the Lord will say, do we have a second opinion for him?
我们的心对着神有没有虚假，有没有诡诈。
And then is, do we have a scanning heart?
我们所做的见证是不是说出我们心中的心怀二意。
And the testimony for us is it tells us we have these doubts.
很多时候我们不能明白神的心意。
Many times we don't understand the will of God.
很多时候我们好像经历不到神，好像看不到神的作为。
Many times we don't experience our Lord and we don't see the work of God.
是因为我们里面的不端诚，我们里面过于复杂。
Because we're too complicated, we don't have a pure heart.
我们心里除了神之外，还有很多我们自己所要的东西。
Other than God, we have other many things we want.
所以主耶稣说过，只有清心的人他是有福的，因为他们必得见神。
So the Lord says.Though blessed are the people who has a pure in heart, because they shall see God.
我们有的时候爱主，我们有的时候确实也为着主摆上我们很多的东西。
We love the Lord, and many times we sacrifice many things for the Lord.
但很多的时候，我们也一样爱这个世界给我们的好处。
And many times we love the things from the world.
我们也爱除主之外的很多的东西。
We love many things out of the Lord.
如果是这样的话，我们的见证就是。和当时以色列百姓是一样的，就只能一言不答。
If we are like this, we're just like Israelites at that time. We will say nothing.
我们不仅要来省察我们的心向着神是一心一意还是心怀二意。
We need exam is if our heart had we have the pure heart for the Lord, or we have double minds.
我们更要来求问我们的神，有没有一条路可以让我们能够来脱离心怀二意的光景，能够来重新一心一意的侍奉我们的神。
Or we ask the Lord, is there a way that we can be out of this double minds and then we can serve our Lord wholeheartedly?
所以在加密山上，神就借着以利亚在以色列人身上所做的一件事情，让我们来看到了在这一条路。
So on the Mount Carmel, the Lord through Elijah, the Lord led us to see this.
使以色列人脱离这样心怀二意、一言不答的光景，重新回到一个向神单纯的心。
So that's why it's Israel, and they have be out of this double-minded situation. So they will return to the Lord.
要脱离心怀二意的光景，首先我们是要想来脱离。
If you want to get out of your double-minded, you have to have a willing to.
我们要来恨恶心怀二意的光景。
We have to hate double minds.
如果我们仍然很享受这个最终之乐，仍然喜欢以世俗为友的话。
If we still enjoy sins, and then you want the world to be your friends,
我们对我们的心怀二意这个光景没有感觉、没有恨恶的时候，我们是没有办法脱离的。
If you don't feel it, you have double minds, and then you don't hate it, you don't want to get rid of it.
但当我们当主面前能够来承认、能够来悔改的时候
，When we confess before the Lord.
忧伤痛悔的心，神从来是不轻看。
And the God will not despise those have contrite heart.
只有这样，神在我们身上才有路可走。
Only like this, there was a way for God to.
所以那日，以利亚在加密山上，他就对众人说：“你们到我这里来。
”So at that day, Elijah told the people, "Come to me."
所以众民就听了，就到他那里。
And then so people went to him.
我们看到，当这些心怀二意的百姓到了以利亚那里的时候
，We see when those people who has double minds and they went to Elijah，
神就开始了那个改变的工作。
And the Lord started change things。
以利亚就重新修建已经毁坏的耶和华的坛。
Elijah repaired the altar of the Lord which has been torn down。
我们为什么会心怀二意？我们什么时候开始心怀二意的呢？
Why do we have double-minded, and when it started?
就是当耶和华的坛毁坏的时候。
It is when the altar of the Lord was torn down.
耶和华不再是我们唯一的敬拜跟侍奉的时候。
When the Lord is not the only one we worship and we serve.
在我们的生活当中，可能筑了许多其他的坛，所以无法顾及到耶和华的坛。
We might build up other altars, so we don't have time to just focus on the altar of the Lord.
以致耶和华的坛毁坏了。
And to the point that the altar of the Lord has torn down.
百姓就落在心怀二意的光景。
Though the people has double minds.
所以神改变了工作的第一步，就是让我们的心怀二意能够来看到，使耶和华的坛在我们心中被破坏。
The first step the Lord tells us when we have double-minded is because the altar of the Lord has already torn down.
我们要来重新修建被毁坏的坛。
We need to repair this altar.
我们要来重新更新我们在神面前的奉献。
We have to renew our consecration.
我们要重新回到起初爱神的心。
We have to come back to the first love.
每当我们这样回到神面前的时候，
When we come back before the Lord like this,
神就降下这个圣灵的火，烧灭我们里面对其他事物的这样一个贪恋。
God will send the fire of the Holy Spirit. We will burn down all the things.
他来改变我们，从心怀二意到一神一意来向着神。
He will change us to from the double-minded to be one heart, one mind to the Lord.
就像那日，当以利亚带领以色列的百姓修建已经毁坏的耶和华的坛的时候。
It's like the day when Elijah guided Israelites to repair the altar of the Lord who has already been torn down.
耶和华就降下了火来。
And the Lord has sent the fire.
众民看见了，就俯伏在地说：“耶和华是神，耶和华是神。”
When people saw, they say, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God."
神就改变了他们。
The Lord have changed them.
从以前一言不答，到现在俯伏在地说。耶和华是神。
Before they said nothing, now today they say the Lord He is God.
每当神的百姓对神存一心一意的心的时候，
When God's people has the pure heart to the Lord,
神就来帮助他们，赐他们来力量。
The Lord come to help him and to strengthen them.
来起来，能够来除去他们心中的假神。
And then they will rise up to get rid of the false gods.
所以我们要说，耶和华显大能，帮助向他存一心一意的人。
So the Lord strengthen those who has the complete heart for him.
最后我们来看，心存完全的人也要有一个向神诚实真实的心。
And then lastly, we will see the one who has the whole heart for the Lord will has a trustworthy heart.
以利亚带领以色列百姓在加密山上得胜。
And then Elijah guided with Israelites that they win victory on Mount Carmel.
并且他祷告，天就降下雨来。
And then when he prayed, and there is a rain.
在我们看来，以利亚完全是在他属灵的最高峰。
And we see that's the peak of his spiritual life.
我们知道以利亚最后是被提升天的。
We know that Elijah was raptured.
如果我们的话，我们会以为他被提升天的那一天，应该就在加密山那一天。
Probably we think when he was raptured, probably is on the Mount Carmel.
但神没有，神看人不像人看。
But God didn't take him that day.
我们都觉得好像以利亚已经非常不错，已经完全属灵了。
We think Elijah was very spiritual.
但神看到在以利亚身上，他还有工作要做。
But in the eyes of the Lord, and then there is more work has to work on him.
因为以利亚在神的心中，神还不完全满意。
And because God's heart is not completely satisfied.
所以我们看到以利亚在加密山上得胜的时候，
When you see the victory that Elijah had on Mount Carmel.
亚哈王的妻子耶洗别呢，就来威胁以利亚。
And then Jezebel, the wife of Ahab, come here to threaten him.
来告诉他，明日在这个时候呢，我要取你的性命。
And then she told him, tomorrow at this moment, I will take your life.
圣经就记载说，以利亚见着光景就起来逃跑。
And then the Bible tells us that Elijah ran away.
我们可能会诧异，这么大一位认识神的先知，被神所重用的先知。
We probably amazed, surprised that this mighty prophet of God.
怎么会因为害怕起来来逃命了呢？
How can he run away because of fear?
可能连以利亚他自己都非常的困惑。
Maybe Elijah himself probably confused about this.
那日他独自面对450个巴力的时候，他能够来为神能够来站立，但现在他就突然害怕起来逃命。
Before he can stand before 450 false prophet, in the name of the Lord, but today, and he just ran away.
其实我们很多的软，我们其实我们人很多的软弱，我们人包括我们自己，甚至都不知道，甚至都不清楚。
Many times we even don't know our weaknesses.
但是我们的仇敌非常知道，非常清楚。
But our enemy knows.
他知道碰我们身上什么地方，我们就会失败。
He knows what nerve he's touched, then will fail us.
我们原本灵里可能觉得非常的刚强。
We thought we are strong in spiritually.
但可能人的一句话，甚至人的一个眼神，就我们当我们里面呢，就软弱了下来。
Maybe one word or one look from a man, it will weaken us.
仇敌是怎么叫我们软弱下来的呢？
And how the enemy have weakness?
其实也很简单，就是让我们不再专心注目在主的身上。
It's just very simple. He will let us not fix our eyes on the Lord.
就叫我们简单来看我们自己，来看我们的环境。
Just simply look at ourselves and the circumstances.
来看我的遭遇，来看我的难处。
And then look at what I encounter, and then my hardships.
因为我们的仇敌也完全知道一件事情。
Because our enemy knows one thing.
不是我们自己人有力量，而是我们所仰望的主有力量。
It is not we strong, it is the Lord that we look upon is strong.
所以当我们不再仰望，不再依靠我们力量的源头的时候，我们就一定会失去力量。
When we don't look upon the Lord, when we don't rely on the Lord, we will lose our strength.
当我们什么时候来看我们自己的时候，
Whenever we look at our own circumstances,
我们一定是会变得软弱。
We will be weakened.
这里我们就看到以利亚一看见这个光景就起来逃命。
Yep, here tells us when Elijah sees the circumstances and he rose up and then and run away.
他看到这个环境，心里面就觉得非常的害怕。
When he saw this, and then he feared.
所以圣经说，以利亚他非常飞快的从北面的加密山一路往南逃跑，一直跑到以色列的最南边别示巴。
And then the Bible tells us Elijah ran from the north of the mountain and to run all the way to the south Beersheba.
他甚至觉得还不够安全，继续走了一天的路，他逃进了旷野当中。
And then he even thinks it's not safe enough, and then he walk one more day into the wilderness.
所以他就坐到一棵树下了呢，他就来这里求死。
And then he sat down on a bush, and then he asked to die.
但就在这种光景当中，以利亚有一件非常宝贵的事情，他或者是做对了一件事情。
And then there is one very precious, or he did one thing right.
他来对神说：“耶和华罢了，求你取我的性命，因为我不胜于我的列祖。”
And then he said, "Lord, this is enough. Take my life, because I'm no better than my ancestors."
以利亚就向神能够来承认，他不像他的列祖那样好，他实在是一个软弱的人，他实在是一个失败逃跑的光景当中。
He admitted that he is no better than his ancestor. He's weak, and he even flee.
以利亚是到神的面前来敞开，而不是到人的面前来抱怨和埋怨。
He opened himself up to the Lord and not go to the people and complain.
神纪念以利亚向着神有这样一个诚实真实的心。
God remember him has such trustworthy heart to the Lord.
我们看到神没有来责备他。
God didn't rebuke him.
反而派天使来每天来供应他，来扶持他。神不会因为我们的软弱和失败吃惊。
But the Lord sent angels to help him. The Lord will not give us up because of our weaknesses.
神不会对我们的软弱和失败吃惊，神也不怕我们的软弱和失败。
God will not surprise for our weaknesses and then our failures, and then He is not afraid that we be failed.
但神不喜悦我们远离他。
But the Lord is not pleased if we stay away from Him.
神要的是我们能愿意诚诚实实的能够来到他的面前。
The Lord's willing is for us to be a trust, with a trustworthy heart to come before Him.
来向神来敞开我们的自己。
We open ourselves to the Lord.
哪怕是我们的软弱，哪怕是我们的失败。
Even our weaknesses, our failures.
哪怕是我们的委屈，哪怕是我们的埋怨。
Or it's our complaints, or our sadness.
当我们是这样诚诚实实的到神面前的时候，神就要显大能来帮助他。
When we have trustworthy heart before the Lord will show himself and will strengthen us.
所以当以利亚这样来到神的面前的时候，我们就看到耶和华来帮助他。
When we see when Elijah has opened himself to the Lord and then the Lord strengthened him.
他帮助的第一步不是让以利亚马上就坚强起来。
The first step he helped Elijah is not let Elijah be strong immediately.
神帮助以利亚首先让他来到何烈山。
And then the first of all, and then the Lord let him come to Mount Horeb.
何烈山就是神的山。
Mount Horeb is the mountain of God.
这就是神带领以利亚先来靠近神。
This is the Lord take Elijah to be near to the Lord.
重新回到神的里面，重新来转眼仰望我们的神。
And then abide in the Lord again, and then turn our eyes upon the Lord again.
之后耶和华才来对他来说话，来进一步恢复他。
Then the Lord spoke to him and then to revive him.
最后我们看到以利亚用外衣蒙上了脸，出来站在洞口。
Then we see when Elijah covered put his cloak over his face and went out of the cave.
那个时候是以利亚第一次站在耶和华的面前。
That was the first time that Elijah stand before God.
我们看到这一切恢复工作的起头是以利亚坐在罗藤树下向耶和华求死。
We know the first point of this revelation is Elijah sat down at the bush and then asked the Lord, and then he said, "Let me die."
他从仇敌面前逃跑，他从众人面前躲藏。
He ran away from the enemy. He tried to hide from people.
但宝贵的是，他没有向神来隐藏。来向神来躲避。
But the precious thing is he didn't hide himself and run away from God.
神看到以利亚有一个像他一个诚实真实的心，他就显大能来帮助他。
What God sees is his trustworthy heart, and then the Lord revealed himself and strengthened him.
神重新恢复他以后，神就可以用他来为神成就更大的事。
After God recovered him, then God will use him to accomplish greater things for the Lord.
他就可以去告亚兰跟以色列这些地上的君王。
And he will go to tell the kings on earth.
他就可以来告以利沙，来接续他来做先知。
He can anoint Elisha and then to be the successor of him.
来传递神见证的火炬。
And to pass along the torch of the Lord.
以利亚被神能够来恢复，并能够被带到更成熟的地步，是因为耶和华显大能。帮助向他心存诚实的人。
The reason that Elijah can be recovered and then to have a testimony for the Lord because Elijah has a trustworthy heart to the Lord.
上面我们看到神对以利亚他一路的带领。
We see that's how the Lord has guided Elijah.
他是一个对神大有热心的人。
And he has the zeal for the Lord.
在这个四围黑暗的时候，他愿意站在神的这一边。
When the surroundings are dark, but he is willing to stand on the Lord's side.
今天神也同样来呼召我们，叫我们来起来，能够来站在神这一边。
Same way, the Lord is calling us to rise up and then stand on the Lord's side.
以利亚是与我们一样有性情的人。
And Elijah is like us, is like as a human being.
他能够来起来站在神这一边，为神能够来站住，是因为神显大能来帮助他。
The reason he can rise up and stand on the Lord's side because the Lord has strengthened him.
是因为他向着神有一颗完全的心，他在神眼中是一个存完全心的人。
Because he has a complete heart for the Lord.
今天神同样也在地上来寻找这样子的人。
And same, the Lord is looking for a person who has a complete heart for him.
来寻找一个向他心存完全的人。
And then the Lord is looking for someone who has a complete heart for him.
一个有专心仰赖神的心。
And then has a trustworthy heart to the Lord.
他在任何的环境当中，他不会动摇，他的眼睛不在乌鸦跟溪水的上面，而是单单的仰望神。
He will just single out and look upon the Lord. He will not be shaken by the circumstances.
有一个存心谦卑的心。
He has a humble heart.
他愿意服在神大能的手下。
He's willing to under the mighty hand of the Lord.
他甘心顺服在神量给他的一切的困难，一切的卑微的环境当中。
He was willing to submit to all the circumstances the Lord has tailor made for him.
他也一颗一心一意的心。
He has a pure heart.
他能够时常更新向神的奉献。
He will renew his consequences to the Lord.
他能够来时常除去心中心怀二意。
He often get rid of this double minds.
一个心存完全的人，也是一个诚实真实的人。
And a single heart is also trustworthy heart to the Lord.
他在软弱跌倒的时候
，When he fell or weak，
他可以诚诚实实的到神的面前。
He can be honestly come before the Lord.
来求神来恢复，能够来重新回到神的里面。
Ask the Lord to recover him, and then he can come back to the Lord again.
当我们向着神有这样一点点心的时候
，When we have such little heart for the Lord,
神就要显大能来帮助我们。
God will show His power and strengthen us.
来帮助我们起来，能够来成为神的见证。
He will help us so we can rise up become the testimony of the Lord.
像以利亚一样来见证耶和华是我们的神。
We will testify that Jehovah is our God, like Elijah.
耶和华的眼目遍察全地，要显大能，帮助向他心存完全的人。
The Lord's eyes is range all over on the earth, and he will find those who has a complete heart for him.
神今天就在遍地，在我们当中来查看。
Lord is searching, is looking on earth.
在我们的家中，在我们的学习工作环境的当中。
He's looking among our house, life, and then at our work.
在我们的服事的当中。
Among our services.
有没有一个像他心存完全的人？
Looking someone has a complete heart for him.
如果我们是一个像他心存完全的人时候，他就要来显大能，能帮助我们，让我们能够来成为他的见证。
When he finds one who has complete heart for him, he will show himself, he will empower us, and he will strengthen us.
我们开始唱的诗歌当中有一句话。
And the hymn we sang.
虽经黑暗似为老，晨光今已是照，荣耀荣耀，今充满。以马内利之境。
Dark has been the midst, but day spring is at hand, and glory dwells in Emmanuel's land.
求主能够来恩待我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
愿我们每一个人在神面前是一个心存完全的。
May we all have a complete heart for the Lord.
神就要来显大能，来帮助心存完全的人。
He will strengthen and help those who has a complete heart for him.
使神的荣耀今天能够恢复在我们的当中。
And God will recover His glory among us.
使神的荣耀今天能够充满在我们的当中。
And then God's glory will be among us.
愿神祝福我们大家。
May the Lord bless us.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们何等的感谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
主啊，你是我们。供应的神
，Lord, you are God with provision.
你何等的愿意能够来帮助我们
？How willing are you to come to help us?
因为你不仅能够来拯救我们
，Not only you can save us.
你也把你的见证来托付给我们这些软弱的人。
You have entrusted your own testimonies to us, those weak people.
所以我们要仰望我们的主。
So we look upon our Lord.
我们要求主显出你的大能，能够来帮助我们。
Lord, please have strengthen us and help us.
让我们感谢你，你实实在来应许我们一件事。
And we thank you, but you have promised us.
他遍察全地，要来显大能，帮助一切向他心存完全的人。
You are searching and then to see those who has a complete heart, and he will strengthen them and help them.
今天我们愿意，我们每一个人都有这样一个心愿。
May we all have such heart desire.
不是为着我们自己。
Not for ourselves.
是为着你的见证。
It is for the testimony for
yourself. 是为着你的荣耀，今天能够来充满在我们的当中。
It is for your glory in the midst of us.
求你能够来在我们当中做更深制作的工作。
And may you work on us deeply.
让我们成为在你眼中是一个心存完全的人。
Let us to be a people who has a whole heart for you.
你就要愿意。显大能来帮助我们。
And you are willing to manifest yourself and to strengthen us and help us.
求你来祝福这件事。
May you bless us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.